discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square, and finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Each of us knows that there is great need around our world, from the poverty that can be encountered right here in the midst of our own cities, to the hunger, thirst, and almost unimaginable difficulties so many face from Africa to the Caribbean to Asia and beyond. As human beings, and most especially as followers of Jesus, these needs call out to us powerfully. But what can we do? How can we help? Amidst the sheer magnitude of these real needs, where do we even begin? And this fundamental question, can we really make a difference? Today, we go on the road for Faith Radio to the city of Karavag, Ukraine, and find an astounding answer to these questions in the form of a young man named Max Fedosov. As just a young boy, Max met a new friend, who he discovered was an orphan. Having always been told that orphans were somehow different, somehow less than those who had caring families, Max was surprised to realize that could not be further from the case. It was a moment that stirred him, even at such a tender age, to do something to help the large Ukrainian population of orphans and the lonely. And so he began to help, ministering to those in need, visiting orphanages, meeting physical needs, and bringing spiritual hope through the message of Jesus. As others became inspired by his work and felt called to join him, True Hope Ukraine was founded. Now, that work continues. But today it does so in the shadow of a Ukraine that has become the center of a bizarre and dangerous conflict. Following last year's ouster of a Ukrainian government that was especially friendly to Moscow, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has retaliated against the new Ukrainian administration for attempting to forge closer ties with the West. First, Russia acted using a combination of its own forces and paramilitary organizations it equipped and directed to invade and seize the southern Ukrainian territory of the Crimean Peninsula. In addition, the Putin government has also pursued economic means of getting its way, such as withholding Russian energy resources from Ukrainian customers or suddenly raising prices. Now, rebels in the southeast of the country, armed by and in many cases joined by the Russian army, are fighting government troops in an effort to peel away their section of Ukraine as well. Yet, as the West struggles to find a response to this aggression, there is hope to be found still in the work of True Hope Ukraine and people just like them, living out their faith in the midst of this chaos. As we begin our conversation with Max, he paints the picture of just what it's like on the ground today in Ukraine.
I just flew out of there about 5 days ago and got here, and to tell you the truth, it's the media shows only parts and pieces, obviously, of what's actually happening. But people are being called into the military to serve, and it's not just to serve for money, but to actually and literally to protect their nation, because we are under attack. People are dying at the border, especially at the east, less in the south now, but still more and more the Russians are moving in into Ukraine more and more from the east.
And it is the Russians. It's fair to say that, right?
It is the Russians. I am not afraid to say it, because we all have the roots there. We don't have any, we never had any hate towards them. But at this point, it's all obviously very political. And it's the Russians.
Is there a sense of concern, a sense of anxiety among the citizens, or is there a sense that this is something that we can do, this is something that we can, a challenge we can meet? What would you describe as sort of the mood of the people right now?
There's a lot of refugees coming from the east. So they're running. People are in fear. They're afraid because they don't know what's tomorrow going to bring because of this. So they're scared. They're running for their lives. They're running with their kids if they can. Their husbands are obviously fighting and serving there and doing everything to protect their families. So people are in fear, and that's how they, you know, try to escape out of those places, because they're not safe. A lot of them have lost their homes. And if they haven't, they're about to. So they're trying to get away.
From your vantage point, how can we pray for the people of Ukraine right now as they go through this?
I believe it is not only an actual physical fight and the battle or political. I believe it's the spiritual war. So I believe if more people in the spirit and people of faith would join us in prayer for peace, because when there's chaos, what's the biggest thing that you crave is peace. When there's a disaster, you want a safe place. When there's danger, you want to be in a safe place. So pray for peace with us.
And so our scene is set. Thanks for joining us on the road with our special guest, Max Fedosov. I'm Ryan Thomas for Faith Radio. Max heads up a remarkable ministry to orphans and to the lonely in Ukraine called A True Hope Ukraine. And he explains the plight of those individuals in Ukrainian society and the historical reasons behind the sheer number of orphans in the country.
Yes, there's a lot of orphans, and it all started during the communism in Soviet Union, but not to go back too far back. It's the cycle that is still repeating itself today when orphan kids that are going through the system of orphanages and are looked after somewhat by the government, but then when they, you know, reach the age of 15 or 16, they are kicked out to live on their own. And most of them don't know how to do that and how to be on their own or how to cook and care for themselves. So they end up making bad choices. They don't get married. They have kids that they never planned on having or know how to look after. So they give them up. And the cycle repeats where orphans keep having more orphans. But the society, which is the biggest enemy, I believe, is not accepting orphans. They're not caring for them. They ignore them. They don't want to hire them for a job, even if they're good at it. It's because of the mentality is so, you know, old and still like it used to be during the communism, where people just feel that orphans are dangerous and you do not want to be near them or care for them or even talk to them. So they're the outcast. They're the ones that you ignore when you walk by, and they're, you know, they stand out. So orphans are in a great need of a relationship, and our nation is in a great need of a mentality change and shift.
It's interesting because one would almost imagine that in a collective system of government like Ukraine, I'm certain under the Soviet Union would have been, it seems like there would be this sense of everyone is cared for by the government, but you're saying that's not the case for orphans and these outcasts.
It is the case when they're little kids, when they're babies or little kids, they are cared for by the government. There is a system to care for them. But once they reach this age of 15, 16, you know, they are kicked out. They call it graduating. So they are kicked out of these orphanages and, you know, boarding schools and rehab centers, and they have to live life literally overnight on their own. They have to figure out how to cook a meal when they've never done it. They have to figure out how to make money and then how to spend it. So majority of them, of course, majority boys, they end up committing some kind of crime and they end up in prison. Majority of girls are trapped into prostitution or sold and try to make money and a living and still are seeking for a safe place. So it's just the whole mentality where people are not, even Christians, even churches don't really accept the orphans.
That's fascinating. So essentially going from a situation where you're completely cared for to one where you have to fend entirely for yourself.
Exactly. Overnight.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We know that doesn't work.
Yeah.
All right. So True Hope Ministry, True Hope Ukraine, what is it that you guys are dedicated to doing to meet this need?
Well, True Hope Ministry, we believe we are in it. In this fight, this is the fight, and we believe we are in it because the Lord has called us into it, and we are in it to break the cycle as much as we can. Because the Lord has changed our hearts, changed our mentality. We love orphans. We take them in. We don't even call them orphans because they are a part of the family and the part of, you know, our church family. And so, of course, we see the kids that we take into our homes We see them change and get transformed, and then they want to continue to do something for the Lord. They want to serve God by doing the good to other kids that they know are in the same cycle. So it's really just loving on the ones that have never been loved, caring for the ones that were never cared for, and loving in the way that God would, not just how we in our human way can, which is very little bit and never enough.
Mm. Well said. Well said. Well, take us with you on what a normal day looks like. I understand that 20-hour mm-hmm. days are not something you're unfamiliar with.
Yeah. We visit orphanages, obviously, when the kids are still very little. We visit the kids there to develop a relationship. So it would be something simple as VBS, you know, just to develop a relationship with the kids. Then, because the kids leave the orphanages later down the road in their life, we want to know where they are. And we, of course, continue to visit them at dorms if they are, you know, if they have a dorm room, we visit them there to meet and to give them some life skill to be able to live in this life and know how to cook and know how to clean and know how to budget when you do make money. And, of course, we visit the very little ones, the newborn, the abandoned ones, because they're never really held in the baby hospitals. Even by the nurses, they don't really care about the orphans. They come in, you know, to feed them according to the schedule if they have food. But sometimes they forget, and orphans are not really the important ones. So they're often neglected by even the workers, even though there's a system to look after them. So we come and visit, and very often those little ones don't even have names. So a big part of our ministry is to help restore the identities for these kids, literally and spiritually, to gain a name in the natural, because most of them don't have names, or it was a fake name that they had to come up with because they lived on streets and hid in manholes. So it's a different kind of process.
We're hearing the story of God working in amazing ways through His people in Ukraine, even in the midst of the darkness and chaos created by Russian aggression against that country. As we go on the road with Max Fedosov of True Hope Ukraine, Max explains how an encounter he had at the tender age of 11 changed his perspective and his life forever.
I was 11 years old when I first met an orphan, and it was you know how God is. He's always just spontaneous, and you just want to go with the flow. You want to trust the Lord. So I met this one girl. Her name is Vera, which means faith. And so we met, we chatted for a little bit, and then I felt like it wasn't enough. So I wanted to talk more with her. And then she said, well, maybe we could meet another time. And I said, okay, I'll come over to your place, wherever you are. We'll hang out. And this is when I was 11. So I said, okay, I'll come over to your place. And she said, no, they won't let you in. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you come over to my place. And then they said, and she said, they won't let me out. So I'm thinking, where in the world are you? You're my age. Are you in prison or what? You know, so I'm thinking, how is this even real? And then she said, with this attitude, you could see it in her eyes. There was so much fear. She said, I'm an orphan. And she was expecting for me to turn around and walk away from her, because that was the typical reaction of people. And I said, okay, well, where is your orphanage? I'll come. So she told me, and she was in shock, saying that, are you still going to come? I said, yeah, I'll come. So the next day, I came to visit her, and it was this huge facility of 320 kids. And that was the very first time I went into the orphanage, and I knew. I didn't need a lightning to spell out the calling for my life. It was God that brought me there, and I knew that these kids have never heard about Jesus. They never knew who He is and how much He loves them. So I was there to do that.
So many of us are looking for the opportunity to live with a purpose, and it mm-hmm. sounds like you have found your purpose and are living in it. So that is fantastic. Now, why you mentioned the sensations that someone in this situation is feeling. You mentioned hopelessness. You mentioned fear. Why is faith
so important. Why do you feel so called to share your faith with these individuals?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said a little earlier, that our human way of doing things and caring for someone, our human way of loving, is just simply not enough. And with God, that's the only way. That's the only way we can have enough of the real, actual, endless love and care. And faith is the foundation for that. I mean, that's the very foundation for us. That's what we stand on. That's what we base our life on. This is what keeps us going, believing that tomorrow is coming and it's going to be way better because of His love.
Would you perhaps share a story of someone who that has been touched by True Hope Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and their life has been impacted and you've seen a change? What is that like for you? And
yes,
maybe share
yes.
that with us.
I would love to. Well, I adopted several kids myself, and so they're living with me. And over the time, I would adopt them, and they would grow up to be independent enough, and they would move out and live on their own, but still come and visit like it's their home, and they still do. And at the time, right now, I have six that are living with me who are adopted.
Wow.
But, you know, at one point in my life, there was one boy who I picked up from the street. His name is Alexei, and he was just this a boy from the street, you know, really tough, really mean, really cruel to everybody. And he didn't care about anyone but himself. He wanted to defend. He wanted to protect himself. He wanted to survive in this life. That was what he knew. And so he lived with me for a while, and he would steal at times, and he would try to fight with other boys at my house. And he was just really mean, and he'd get drunk, and then he'd come home, and I'd still love him. And I'd tell him that I love you. And we talk about the Lord and how much He gave up for him. So it was the whole process, and it was, you know, months and years of just relationship. And then at one point, it was the true orphan spirit. You don't actually need to be orphan in the natural to experience the, you know, being orphan in the spirit. We've all been there until we were adopted by God. And so this boy, Alexei, he was this trouble kid. And then one day, I had to go to deal with one emergency, another orphan girl who was being abused, and it was late in the evening, and I had to go, and he said, I'm going with you. I'm going to go to protect you. I said, oh, come on, just stay home. You know, it's not safe. Stay home. And he said, no, I'm coming. I know the streets. I'm coming with you. So long story short, on our way, you know, I get attacked because people just wanted to pick a fight, and this boy pushes me away, this Alexei boy, he pushes me away, and he says, Max, I've got this. And this was the first time that he ever in his life protected someone. But that to me was a true spirit of adoption that came all over him. And since then, of course, the fight never actually happened. They were just trying to, they didn't want to fight with Alexei. They wanted to beat me up for some reason. But the Lord just obviously just revealed His spirit of adoption all over Alexei. His life was never the same. He got to know Jesus. He experienced Him in real life. We talked about it, and now he's one of the ministers on our team.
Wow. How has this experience for you, and especially having the kids, I mean, you don't mess around. You adopt the kids. You have them right there in your home. How has that deepened your understanding of God as the Father? We know that the Bible talks about that so much, but has that become a more real truth for you after
Absolutely.
What you've seen?
Absolutely. It's become more real, and it's become more of a reality that we don't have to just pray about it. We have to live it. We have to live this life of faith. We have to obey His voice. We have to follow His calling. And it really changed it for me because this was just one boy. And when I saw that, I realized that this is so simple. We sometimes make His love and the Word of God so complicated, and He is just a simple God, the Father God, who loves us and makes it really easy for us to transform and get into His kingdom and understand His kingdom and Him better. So it really changed it for me to see that God is making it simple for us.
Thank you for joining us and for sharing in this remarkable story of Max Fedosov as we go on the road to Karavov, Ukraine. There, in the midst of political uncertainty and real dangers posed by Russian aggression against Ukraine, we find this incredible light of people living out their faith and helping those most in need.
It's the story of True Hope Ukraine, and I'm Ryan Thomas for Faith Radio. Having been dedicating his life to blessing orphans and the lonely since literally age 11, I was fascinated to ask Max if the hope that we can hear in his voice is always there, or as he sees the great needs from day after day, week after week, if he too is at times tempted to lose hope.
Sometimes it does kind of creep up on you, and there's people that try to plant more doubt. There's just life gets in the way, and sometimes difficult cases happen, and kids get in trouble, and they are, like I said, at risk of being sold and into human trafficking, prostitution, sold for organs even. That still happens today. Nobody wants to talk much about it, but it does happen. So when you have and see this happening, your faith is shaken a little bit. Your hope is shaken. But you know what? There's always that secret place, the simplicity of God's love, where you can reconnect with the Father and say, okay, God, where are you? What do we do? How do we do this? We want to follow you. And just trusting him.
So as True Hope Ukraine continues its ministry, how can people listening to us today on the road, how can they come alongside you and assist you if that's something that maybe their hearts are being tugged upon a little bit as they hear you talk? What are the kinds of things that you need, and how could we help you?
Well, there's a lot of need, you know, as we know it, even Jesus said, the poor will always be there. So there's always a need. We have all the needs that our ministry needs to continue to do what we do on our website, which is truehopeukraine.com. But if people want to be plugged in more, there's an email address also on the website. They could contact us directly. And if they want to be more than just sponsors for any of this, but they want to come and actually hug these kids and love on him, which I always encourage, because a relationship is much better and stronger than the material stuff. This is all temporary. So we are after building a relationship with these kids one at a time, one by one, so people could join in coming, bringing a team, visiting, teaching, training, adopting these kids in the spirit to pray for them.
That's interesting that you say that. There's something profound about a relationship, isn't there, that's deeper than even just knowledge. It's deeper than even a financial transaction. There's a depth in a relationship, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Max, we thank you so much for being with us today. Is there anything else that we should know about what you're doing and about how we can pray for you, about how we can pray for the people of Ukraine before we say farewell?
No, I think you've heard a lot. Just continue to pray and be faithful in prayer, because we often pray and we don't see the fruit of our prayer, but it's there. You know, I've recently prayed myself quite a bit about the prayer and the fruit of it and the fruit. We're so focused on the fruit, we want to see the fruit and the result. And well, the Father God is saying that it's not about the fruit. He cares about a relationship. The fruit will come when it's time. So just continue to stay plugged in and faithful to pray and be in this fight.
It's been a pleasure to hear your story today. Thank you so much for
Thank
what
you.
You're doing.
Thank
we
you.
All wish you the best.
You're listening to Faith Radio's On the Road, stories of determination, courage, and hope.
Well, I can sincerely say that I was deeply impacted by what Max had to say, and by the knowledge that he and his friends at True Hope Ukraine are bringing real, lasting light and hope through both the good works that they're doing and the way they're blessing those at the most risk in their society, but even more so through the life-changing message of Jesus that they're bringing to these people. During our conversation, I found myself struck by two things especially, and I wonder if you were as well. The first was the fact that, my goodness, this is all taking place. These tremendous opportunities to bless people, they're taking place in the midst of a country that has literally become a war zone. I mean, there are young men, as Max said, being drafted, men who are volunteering to go voluntarily serve with the Ukrainian military to fight
really for the survival of their country and its territorial integrity. And as such, and as part of war, there are families that are fearful, that are saying farewell, and we hope to see you soon, to brothers and to sons and husbands. And in the midst of that fear comes this hope. And it's such a stark contrast and such a hopeful contrast as well, that even when all seems lost, still this light of Christ is shining in Kirovohrad, Ukraine, and across the country of Ukraine, where these people who have been impacted will go and take that light. And then also was impacted by the fact that he did something when he felt nudged by that need. And his happened at the age of 11. He didn't form a committee. He didn't write a letter to the editor. He just started helping people. And I sincerely hope this conversation was meaningful to you as well, my friend. If you came alongside after we got started with our conversation, well, you can listen to the whole chat at myfaithradio.com when you find On the Road. And you can also sign up right there to have our latest shows delivered right to your computer or to your smartphone. And if you know of a great story in your community that you think ought to be featured on our show, please do get in touch with us. You can easily and quickly send me a note via that same On the Road show page at myfaithradio.com. And special thanks this week to our producers Carissa and Cal and our noble senior producer, Rich. Here's our warmest invitation to join us back here at 9 a.m. next Saturday morning on the road. For Faith Radio, I'm Ryan Thomas. Have a tremendous day.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.